USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has told lawmakers on Capitol Hill he never interfered with Robert Mueller's investigation or with any other probe, but he said that he will not answer questions about his communications with President Trump.
I will answer the committee's questions as best I can, but I will continue the long-standing executive branch practice of not disclosing information that may be subject to executive privilege.
At the conclusion of a frequently contentious House Judiciary Committee hearing, the Democratic chairman, Jerry Nadler, told Whitaker they need more answers and will use a subpoena if necessary.
Your testimony was at best inconsistent on the topic of your communications with the White House prior to your tenure at the department.
A second woman came forward Friday to accuse Democrat Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Through a statement released by her attorney, Meredith Watson claims that Fairfax raped her while the two were students at Duke University in 2000. Fairfax denied the accusation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
A 56-year-old hall monitor was shot at a Baltimore high school after confronting a 25-year-old man who tried to enter the school. Baltimore Police Colonel Byron Conaway said the motive for the shooter being at the school is still unknown.
There was individuals inside the school that were having a meeting, and we believe that this is an outside person that entered the school.
The school employee was in serious but stable condition. The suspect was quickly taken into custody. The U.S.-Mexico border crossing in Arizona is open. CBS News reports the U.S. Customs and Border Protection closed the border after one of their officers shot the driver of a vehicle attempting to cross into Mexico. The driver survived the shooting. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is disputing claims that he aimed to get the father of a Parkland shooting victim thrown out of a gun prevention hearing this week.
Savannah Lindquist is a 24-year-old rape survivor. She told the story of how she was violently raped in a gun-free zone because she could not carry her firearm with her. And Mr. Oliver was less than 10 feet behind this rape survivor, yelling and screaming repeatedly.
Gaetz making his comments on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Ivanka Trump is responding to a D.C. art exhibit called Ivanka Vacuuming, which has a 16-year-old lookalike in a dress and heels vacuuming up breadcrumbs from viewers who were encouraged to throw them on the floor. Speaking to ABC News, the president's daughter revealed what bothered her the most about the exhibit.
Well, I think it's a very sexist representation of a woman. But what bothered me about this image is that they hired a 16-year-old girl. A 16-year-old girl. I don't know what her situation is. But they hired this model to stand there and have crumbs thrown at her for 2 hours a day for a couple of months. So I have a real problem with that. And that was what infuriated me more than anything.
Ivanka Trump, apparently feeling attacked, responded to the piece on Twitter, writing, "Women can choose to knock each other down or build each other up. I choose the latter." Democrats on Thursday laid out a Green New Deal that would eliminate U.S. greenhouse gas emissions within a decade, an effort to make climate change a central issue of the 2020 presidential race. It's backed by rising political star Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Edward Markey.
This will be the moment that we will be able to say that the political tide has turned on the rising seas. We are reclaiming our leadership on the most important issue facing humankind.
The plan takes the form of a non-binding congressional resolution outlining some of the most aggressive climate goals ever put forward by Democratic lawmakers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.